So holding in Simon Kufav, we did Sif Aleph, and we're doing Mishnah Berurah. We're holding Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalad, and we paused before the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Kasim Magan Avram. So let's just recap what we have. That the Rambam says, he quotes that the Rambam says, "Vizmani Tefilah Drabanan," but there's a mitzvah to say the Raisa at the Davin because it says Ulav the Bechol Avavchem. Now it's important to know that he's going to quote that the Ramban disagrees. He's going to quote the Ramban a little bit further down. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban understands the phrase Ulav the Bechol Avavchem, which we say in Shema. Three times a day, or two times a day, depending what your nusach is. Minig is by Shkri Shalamita. So the Ulav to Bechol Avavcha means avoid over there. It's not referring to Deraisa, it's not referring to Tefillah. It's referring to the service we serve Hashem by doing mitzvahs. Ramban says, when you do a mitzvah, you should do it with your heart. So he says, there's a mitzvah to be focused when you do your mitzvahs. You shouldn't just do them perfunctorily. You should be doing them because you're with intent to serve Hashem. So it comes out, there's a mitzvah say deraisa, according to Ramban, to do mitzvahs with kavana. So even your mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, means it's not ma'akev, meaning you go to the mitzvah, but your mevatel mitzvah deraisa, according to Ramban, of the b'chol avavchem. And Ramban holds that's one of the tariq mitzvahs. He learns that this is one of the tariq mitzvahs, that whenever you do a mitzvah, every mitzvah you do, according to Ramban, you really theoretically have an opportunity to make two mitzvahs deraisa every time. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says it's referring to the mitzvah of tefillah, but the amount of tefillahs, is that and the nusach of tefillah, that's mirabbanan. The kasim magen avram. So the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says like this: Shalpi Sorazu, the magen avram says based on this opinion, noga roiv hanoshim. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that women are chayiv in tefillah, but the women are noyig. They do not regularly daven Shmoneh Esrei morning and night. Why? The Fisha Armis Miyad Beberker Samak Lenatila Eza Bakasha. So in the morning they say some form of a bakasha. The Rambam says the definition of a tefillah, the definition of tefillah the Chazal gave us, it has to have three elements to it. It has to have a bakasha. You're asking something from Hashem. Prior to the bakasha, you have to give praise, and after the bakasha, you have to give thanks. So in our Shmoneh Esrei, we have that. The first three brachas are the praise, the middle brachas are the bakashas, and the end we have moedim. But that's the Rambam understands that that's the Raisa formula for a valid tefillah. But you say it in the morning, a person says Birchas Atara. That's a praise of Hashem. V'harav no is a bakasha. And baruch habonu is a hodoah. Hamar v'shena meinoyis nuva mi'afapoi. Praise. The tarleinu is a resecha with a pekenim. Resecha bakasha. Baruch ato Hashem. Gemach hasadim toivim is hodoah. So in one paragraph, you're mekayim to say the rice of tefillah, or in Mechaz Atara, you're mekayim to say the rice of tefillah. So a woman says, they say some form of a bakasha in the morning, the yotz of the mitzvah, the rice of tefillah. I mean, the yotz is bezeb. Ve'ev shesha'af ha'chacham ha'lechiyav u'yoyser. Possibly that this chiyav d'rabbanon, which we have, that they have to say specifically the nusach of Shmoneh Esrei, and has to be done multiple times in the day, could be that what doesn't apply to them. We say women are chayav in tefillah. The Magen Rambam says there's an argument to say that they're chayav in the increments of tefillah d'rais. Now, that's according to the Rambam. Awal das haramban. Okay. Shikr mitzvah tefillah, he made the very seraphim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I have a fascinating thought. This is really from the Magen Avraham. The Koran the Ramban, the whole din of tefillah. So Koran the Ramban, the Mishnah says that women are chayiv in tefillah. He means women are chayiv in the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Now, according to the Ramban, there's no mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Is that what the pasuk means? So the Mishnah says, women are chayiv in tefillah. What does it mean? It means that they're chayiv in the tekanah the Rabban and Chazal made of tefillah. We're not aware that Chazal made two tekanahs. According to the Rambam, there's a din d'raisa, and there's also tekanah d'rabbanan. So we could argue the Mishnah saying that women are chayiv in the din d'raisa, and not in the d'rabbanan. We have no right that women are chayiv in the d'rabbanan. Right? The Mishnah says chayiv in tefillah means the mitzvah d'raisa of tefillah. But according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah d'raisa. There's only one mitzvah, chazal v'masak and tefillah, which is saying Shmoneh Esrei. So women don't have if they're chayiv in tefillah, they have to do according to the Ramban, they would have to, they'd be like everybody else. So it comes out the cool of the Ramban, there's no deraisa, will end up being a chumrah vis-a-vis a woman. That's what that's the geshmaka kanech over here that he's saying. That's the mitzvah of tefillah. And that's what the Mishnah said, women are chayiv it. So you can say, you know what, arvis is rishos, women were never makabal arvis. Mitzvah and mincha, that's it, they're chayiv in it. Now we have a rule that we know women are not chayiv mitzvah, which is man groma, A. And Mrs. Rabbanon, in general, Chazal, when they make Mrs. Rabbanon, they make them parallel to the derises. So they use the format of the derises to create the Rabbanon. So women are putter from Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma derisa, they're going to be putter from Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma derabbanon. But when Hashem Maturis, we call Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma afilu midivri seifim. Can Kiddush Lavanon, for example. Avulikein, chivo son mitzvila shachris, umincha kumoyan noshim, ho atzvila hibakashas rachamim, because it's rachim. So the Gemara says, so why are women chayv in tefillah? The more asks the kasha, the more says, because since the purpose of tefillah is to ask rachamim, and women don't need rachamim. They also need rachamim. So therefore, women are chayv in tefillah. That's what the Gemara says. But the Mishabur, the Mogen Ram is saying that according to the Ramban, means women are chayv in the tekan of the Rabban of the daven twice a day, Shemon Esrei. Okay. Then he says, and he sees this with Chayniker. He seems to hold that the Iker Din is with the Ramban. Kichein Das Rebbe Poiskim, Kichein Kriya B'Sefer Shagas Arye. The Das Rebbe Poiskim is like the Ramban, and the Shagas Arye discusses the Machloikas and says like the Ramban. So if we're going to accept the Ramban, there's no much to say the Raisa to Davin. The Mishnah says the chayv and tefillah, it means, and the more I ask the kasha, it's man groma, and the more answers, because it's rachamim, it's referring to the regular tekan of the chazar masak and the daven. Al kein yesha hazu lenoshim yispalu l'shmon esrei. So therefore, it's important. We should stress the women that they should daven shmon esrei. So even though the Magen Rama says that there are many women which are samech on the sheet of the Rambam, and we can make this argument according to the Rambam that it's a whole different ball game. That's very nice. But the Maisa would be, it's important that since Roy Post can pass on like the Ramban, therefore we should definitely stress to women they should be davening Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. This is referring to Mincha, Shachar's Mincha. And Mishabur will say what's going to be with Mar of the Tzinsit Rishus. So men are Makabal, that is a Chiyah, women are never Makabal, that is a Chiyah. Menachem Gam Ken Shikabal Oleim Omach HaShemayim. Now it's proper they should accept Omach HaShemayim, even though they don't have a Chiyah of Shema, because that's a Mitzvah Seishah Zaman Grama, but being Makabal Omach HaShemayim really is a proper thing to do. The Hanash Yerba Al Kaponim Shema Yisrael, they should say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Kedisa B'Simanayim. Remember, Gam can birchas emes v'yatziv k'leilis makulu the tefila k'mo shakosu magen a roman simanayin. So they would say, they should say, Mishnah Berurah gives it lays out for us. They should say the pasuk of Shema and the last paragraph and the bracha of emes v'yatziv, which allows them.
The last paragraph,
v'yomer, and that allows them to be simakulu the tefila. Or alternatively, they just say the Berakha of Emes V'Yatziv alone, without being saying it connected to something else. Now that now the Mogen Rum over there says that the Mogen Rum, which he quotes in Siman Ayin, doesn't just say that the purpose of saying Emes V'Yatziv is because as a Hecha Timsa V'Alma to be Semakul Tefila. He points out women are Chayiv in Schiris Yisrael Mitzrayim. So that's why some say that they should say the last paragraph of Shema, which has these scriptures to see with Mitzrayim in it. So one or the other, really.
You don't need both, really.
You don't need both, really, right? But that's
isn't MSV, so MSVC would seem to be the higher priority. I know there is a listing of priorities for women, you know, if they have limited time. Because then you get two for one by doing MSV Yatsiv. You get both gula smicha gula tefillah, and you get yitzias mitzrayim.
The chara, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, kol zelinyan shachris umincha. Batilat arvish rishos, but marav is a rishos. Abish achshav kerar ki blu aleim kol yisulachav. Klai yisul, meaning the man of klai yisul, have accepted arvish as a responsibility, and therefore a person can't say, you know what, marav is rishos, I'm not talking marav tonight. We don't have that option. That's for men. Komalka manoshim lo kibul aleim ruben en mispal en arvish. Women do not undertake that responsibility. Tfilas musafin, bitzlach, cause of the pturos, abu b'sever magen gibor, and pasat the chayobas ayin shom. So the tzlach argues that betzitz is mitzvah on grama, and musaf is not a bakashas rachamim. It's basically the tfilas of musaf is not really the point of the is not really a bakasha. You mentioned something about, you know, that we should be zeichet that there's something back. But it's not her personal bakasha that she has. She needs rachamim about. That's how he understands that it's not a chiyuv. Okay. Lemaisa. I think the minhag of the poskim is, you know, okay, during the tkuva, which when women are in the child rearing years, are realistically putting a chiv on them to say shemun esrei, etc., is not necessarily always realistic. So there is a quote from the Chofetz Chaim. That he said that they should say a bakasha. That's basically it. They don't have to. In other words, they be samech on the sheet of the Rambam, the Magen Avraham.
So a woman doesn't even need a taras nedarim if she's, you know, when she gets married and starts having children.
No. So this is the minute. This is the minute with the, you know, this is the way the standard understanding of what they're going to do. So at that point in their life, you know, if it's realistic, if they can get a shemun esrei, and fine. If they can't, you know, so they should make the ikur. They should say some type of a bakasha. They should say the shema. And Vayomer Emes Yatziv, so they're not being some cool tefillah, but they're going to be, they have mitzvahs of skirsis of shayim and kamol from chashamayim and abakasha. So I call it, take them 2 minutes, you know. Hopefully, sometime in the day they can get 2 minutes in. what's interesting over here with this now. The Ramban says there's almost to say the rice to daven. That's how the Welt says over the Ramban. The truth is there's a Shar Tzion in Chelik Beis that he says that you look at the Ramban, you look at the Ramban, actually he doesn't say that exactly. He does say there is to say the rice to daven in a time of tzora. That's the psukim which you have in we talk about that there are misak in the chatzotrus, mm-hmm. And you go to the chatzotrus al kol tzora tzorer eschem. So it doesn't just mean it means a form of calling out to Hashem. There's a mitzvah deraisa to daven in a time of tzara. So according to Ramban, now that theoretically might end up with an interesting din. That according to Ramban, in a situation of difficulty, and you know multiple situations develop in one day, you have a chiyuv deraisa each time to daven. According to Ramban, you have 1 minute to say deraisa to daven once a day. According to Ramban, you might have many times to daven and deraisa on that day. Now, and that lachara, that's not someone grammar at all. So there's really zero difference in a man and a woman. So he says over there that there's about the hirotzen that you say before a person, the chazal instituted a hirotzen before a person would go for a kazas dam. Hirotzen that milfanecha she aces elida before shem and shem kerevachin and what? That this, what I'm doing right now, should be for refuah. Obviously, the person's going because there was a need. So that he says that might count as a status of a tzara, and therefore that bakasha is a din d'oraisa to make that bakasha. So I once saw somebody suggest it means a person taking medication, you know, because he has some type of a, he's taking it. It should, the bakasha should be set for the taking of medication, and then if you want to make this extrapolation from that sharatzi, it might be the din d'oraisa to make that bakasha before you take the medication, because this is a tzara that you have that you must address. Some person taking, he has some type of an illness which he needs to address with him. He's addressing it. This is his sorrow that he's addressing. So besides taking the medication, he should be davening. So that, you know, so the gvulim over here get a little more matushtish. In regards to Kabbalah Zohar HaShemayim, there's a Ramban. The Ramban says in Chumash and Parshas Veschanon that he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, have you a question? Yeah. Yeah. You got a question? No. I'm getting an echo. What's happening? The Rambam learned there's a mitzvah say of Anochi is the first one of the Tariya mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Shema is the second one, Yichud Hashem. Right. The Ramban in Chumash disagrees. And Ramban learns, he says, if you look at the. Hello?
Sorry, that phone's dying.
Okay. If you look at the Ramban says, the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam on the first mitzvah, he says that Chazal refer to Rashi, that they came to my Har Sinai, and the Bershim said to them that I took you out, and now you should makabal my malchus, and now you should makabal my mitzvahs. So this is part of what Chazal referred to as Kabbalah Zohar HaShemayim. So you learn to understand that the mitzvah of Hashem Lekech, I'm accepting Hashem as the Melech. And that's the mitzvah of Shema. So the Rambam that says the pshat in the Bahag, why the Bahag is not counted as a separate mitzvah, it's not because of the Bahag that holds the mitzvah. Bahag beholds that this is included in the mitzvah of Shema, and the Bahag lists the mitzvah of Shema. And the Rabban Chumash and Parshas Veschanon quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Medrash in Veschanon says, from where was Klai Zozecha to say the pasuk of Shema? Shenamar, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzichotzicha Me'eretz Yisrael Mibeis Avodim. So the Medrash says that the pasuk of Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're accepting Hashem as the Melech, is the pasuk of Anoch Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzichotzicha Me'eretz Yisrael Mibeis Avodim. So the woman's mitzvah Anochi is what's among the mitzvahs medias. So of course the woman's kaiven kol vachol shemayim. That applies. It's a mitzvah say which applies to men and women equally. So it would be very logical that you know. So Chofetz Chaim says a fascinating thing. He says we have targum mitzvahs, and we know there's halachas of that we have these mitzvahs which are tamidius, etc. There's halacha before you do a mitzvah say the raisa. If you haven't done it yet, you shouldn't be eating. Then you're pretty careful, can't eat before he takes lulav, etc. So he says you mitzvah say the raisa of avas Hashem, mitzvah say the raisa of emunah Hashem, etc. So you wake up in the morning, you daven. So you have a moon and Hashem, and you have Ava to Hashem, etc. Let's say you didn't think about Ava to Hashem when you said the pasuk. Said you're not allowed to eat until you think about Ava to Hashem. Because it's constant, it should be worse. You know, the more Chazal will say, "Loshen Menisha Ani Zocher Hivsadati," because I'm a boy, I lose. You know, because it's more chomer. It's less. He says, "Pasha by him that you'd have to be Mekayim the mitzvah to say at least once before you go in that day. You should be Mekayim it." It's interesting. So, I haven't sort of brought down anybody else, but the Chofetz Chaim writes it he writes it in the Sefer Shmir Soloshin, the end of Chelik Beis, like the lay has, like, all the way at the end, he has like three, he has four prokim, very short prokim, like, you know, a few paragraphs each about different topics he wants, like, throw in that bother, it's on his mind. This is one of them. He says, and by the way, you know, you shouldn't be eating before you're makanitz of Avos Hashem. You know, the whole paragraph is like one. The whole paragraph is one paragraph long. That's it. You know. So, but that argument applies to women as well. And the same thing with the mitzvah, which the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Munan Kabbalah Hashemayim. The Rambam learns the Shema as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says that there's a special mitzvah recognize Hashem as one. That's the mitzvah of Shema according to him. Munan Hashem is one thing. And Hashem is one, which means it's a unique type of one. It's a one where there's no second, one which can't be divided, and one which there's, you know, he goes all over the list of how this one is unique and special. The Kabbalah Rambam is a very, very specific type of a mitzvah, Shema.
It's also one of the mitzvahs to Tzmidias.
Okay, right, because the Chinuch follows the Rambam, and the Chinuch who made our list of mitzvahs to Tzmidias follows the Rambam. Right. Saying, but the Rambam doesn't have such a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't have a special mitzvah to have focusing on the fact that Hashem is the Yichud Hashem. The mitzvah is called Omar Chashemayim, according to Rambam. So the Machloikis has like a lot of different applications, permutations, the fascinating Machloikis. Okay. Sif Beis. So it's interesting, Sif, because it tells you a lot, which is totally irrelevant. Okay. Person person who starts um nasa in the madrega of Rishimei Yechoi and the likes of Rishimei Yechoi have no chiyuv to interrupt their learning for tefillah. I will honor Marsikim and the Kriyashma and Bailan tefillah. We interrupt for Kriyashma and for tefillah as well. So, what were we thought of without the Shulchan Aruch? Like, you know, there's some people once upon a time in Rishimei Yechoi who don't have a chiyuv to be mad. Nowadays it's irrelevant. The Gemara said this already. The Gemara already says, so, like, okay. Okay, Zakti Ramah v'im loymed lacherim eno poysik koshes bar leil b'simon peites. When we call back and poysik v'kar pasuk kriyishin shal kriyishma v'im eno shor veris yesh shos ladan lispar leil b'likar kriyishma eno poysik klal. So you're teaching a shir, so you're in oysik b'mitzvah. So since you're teaching others, a person's personal learning, general demora says in Chagiga, that Torah, unique from all the mitzvahs, is not the mitzvah, it's a potem and a mitzvah, because that's why you're learning, to be able to do mitzvahs. If you have a mitzvah comes, it's not necessarily incumbent upon you, and somebody else will take care of it, so then you're not mechayev to interrupt, keep learning. If you're the only person going to do it, you must interrupt. So mitzvahs which are clearly personally incumbent, that you would have to interrupt. But if you're teaching others, so now it's not that your personal mitzvah lima, that you're teaching a rabbin, so that would override. But you still have to say the first pasuk of Shema, unless you know that you're going to have time after you finish giving the shir. Okay. So it's the Mishnah Berurah. Sukkot and Rav. Good. Rishim and Yechoy Bechavei Rav. Dehem lo yoyoskim klab and malaktam ve'en revalim iludam afila rega. They did nothing else in the world but learn. We interrupt for needs, so we should interrupt for needs. We should interrupt for tefillah also. That's an important need.
What does it mean? I mean, they had physical needs,
but they, well, Shemir Choy basically sat, learned, and you know, Bershom sent them food. He didn't, you know, if there was no food, so he'd also sit and learn.
So this only refers to when they were in the cave.
No, but that apparently wasn't. That was his. You know, I imagine he was doing this, you know, along the lines of, you know, Zisha, you know, Bershom Yechim and Hingerik. And the food came, you know. You know, so Shimon didn't even have to say that. He just had to learn, and the food came, you know. But even they have to talk for Kriya Shema. I mean, they shehik deraisa, mashekin the tefillah, dehidra abonin. So Chazar were not machai them to interrupt for tefillah, but even they, the leman has to bring to mitzvah deraisa of Shema. Now, v'afim nizbah shehik deraitara. So if you call it deramban, No. Okay, behold the Rambam, it's the Raisa. And we come back, so why don't you interrupt for that? Minotara, ain lo b'zman kabua, b'day b'pam achas b'yom mechanal. Because you're a Kriya Shema, you create an im birchus seo, v'chachach yachal l'imudar b'lo yispal. They would say birchus Kriya Shema as well, because once you're saying, even though it's only Rabbanim, but that was part of the Chazar Masakin, this is the right way to say Shema, with the being preceded by brachas, etc.
According to who the
Kriya
Shema is,
the Dora Isa. Everybody. I feel it's a different sermon. So how do we understand this halacha? The halacha is to hurry and interrupt to do mitzvahs. Right? The alignment of Rekayim Noach Lashalini, the Chazal said a person who learns and doesn't do the mitzvahs, it's worse. Kamakam Tfilo, Ha'o Benel Bakashas Rachamim. But Yisrael Tefillah was a form of asking for rachamim. So they're doing by learning. There's a certain sense addressing those needs. The Chazal did not put on them a chiyuv of tefillah. But if he's teaching somebody else, whatever their rachamim is, and a poysik. So this halacha, a person teaching a shir, he's not mechayev to interrupt, even though he'll end up not being able to daven, this man will pass. Now, this is all because this is the only possibility of when to learn. But if that's not so, they could pause and regroup later, they have to do so. Okay. The truth is, the Chayyadim says no. That you're mechuyev to interrupt. If you're going to lose his man tefillah, you have to interrupt. In other words, he's basically limiting this heter. V'hamavatel tefillah mishum limud. I feel loy min imacherim kol hayom kilo loy lomad. So, you know, you want to be like a big, you know, I sit and learn the whole day. You put them in tila, shkoyach. You lost your mitzvah of limud. But your rabbi gam can kasa b'shem piski toises lachman b'zeh that you should interrupt and say and daven. I feel like shemarnu the kuliyamal chaskil osur lihaskal lomad. I feel imacherim achar shakvar gizman kriyishma im hu mashar shayadi limuda yaver zman elchayv likris kriyishma kodem. It's all talking about you started learning before the zman. Because once the Zman comes, you're going to do the Mitzvah Shema first, and then if you're not going to have time after the Limud to say Shema later, you must say Shema before you start. Even this person has to say the first Pasuk of Shema. Pasuk Rishon, Kedah Kabbalah, Malchus Shemaim, Zman Kriya Shema. So he'll accomplish that. Now he has to say Zechir Shishis Mitzrayim. So the Mora says, and you'll discuss something which is halachically relevant to the mitzvahs of Mitzrayim, thereby mentioning Yisrael Mitzrayim in that form. After you finished learning, so you should say all of the paragraphs of Shema, even though it's ready after this man. But it's still a Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, etc. If he sees it, that there's no problem, he'll have time later on. Say in a place of klal. It's a learner. Fill the pasuk rishon. Fill the learner bichidi. So even the first pasuk, even just the he, not all, just he should say it while they're reviewing something. You don't have to interrupt. What's your question, Smee?
He doesn't have to say.
The person is saying the shir, right? And there'll be time after the shir is finished to say Shema within the proper time. So you're not mechuyev to say the first pasuk. Interrupt the shir to say the first pasuk, not only for them, but even for yourself. Which you should not have started learning once his man came. If you normally daven at home, you're not allowed to start learning once his man comes. You should daven first. If you go to shul, so you want to go to shul with his man. So I mean, I said, do nothing. We said, since you're ruggled to always get up and go, you'll do that as well. Therefore, you can learn beforehand. But if you're davening at home, you know, this is where you should say, see, he's Hiskel Meister, you should have davened first. We come welcome in Kvar Hiskel in Zarech Lahafsik. Again, we go in the case where there's going to be time after the shir is finished to say Shema at the proper time. Therefore, you're not going to interrupt. Rishai Lumad calls Man Shiei Shoh Sadan. You're allowed to continue learning as long as there's still time. But you have a Pasek, Lingin Kriya Shema, Shud the Raisa, Avshi Yishar, I'm sorry, before I said Philip, it says loymed, since I said loymer. Okay, I'm sorry, that's an eyesight issue. I would say it's not an oversight, it's an undersight. Anyway, sorry, couldn't resist. So, even if he's learning by himself, okay, fine, that makes more sense. So if he's just sitting learning by himself. Since there'll be time before he finishes, the Shulchan Aruch was saying to say it afterwards. So you're not mechuyev to interrupt. Comes that your Rabban says, even if he's got time afterwards, by the for Shema, which is the Raisa, you're mechuyev to interrupt now, and say Shema, not just the first pasuk but the whole thing, if you're learning by yourself. But if you're not mechuyev to interrupt when you're teaching others, because that's going to affect all of them. So then, since there's going to be time later on, you don't interrupt. But if a person is learning by himself, he should interrupt and say, Allah Shema, once his man comes, it's a deraisa. And normally that's all by deraisa. You don't, when you talk about a deraisa, when it comes his man, you should interrupt. Now, if you start a beheter, then you might derive, so you're not mechuyev to interrupt as long as there'll be time afterwards. Or you're learning beheter, so there's people going to come in who will remind you that you have to stop and daven. The vada yeshes mechal das and ramo shall have sekh afila chakach. Shows I'm real lucky. As long as there's still time later on, you're allowed to continue to learn.
It would be mashma from what he had said before that if he mentioned it was dafka when he's learning at home by himself, where he's not ragil to go to shul to daven. But if he is ragil to go to daven, as I think most people in around here are, it would be mashma from that it would be mutter.
Correct. He did say I had to like that earlier. Right. So the beer law, the bottom one, it says this whole idea is, you find the Maamar Mordechai finds it very difficult to understand that Chazal, it's talking about the it was Lo Menachem the first day of the Ramah that you know Mam Chivus Sapi you're going to lose Kriyas Shema, totally. So like, where does that come from? He suggests the case was he started Behetter, his mother had to he started teaching, and. The shir will go. Whatever he's teaching will continue until after the zman is over. But since you started beheter, then you're not mechuyev to stop. That's how you might understand the halacha. Okay, let's hold it. Let's see. You know, let's chap kuf zayin. The person has a safek. Imu mesubek im hispalo. If a person is not sure if he davened, so chersim hispalo, he davened a second time. And the Shemur will say, and he's going to make it tonight. He's going to say like this. So what's the problem? Seemingly you're caught between your chiyuv to daven and possibly a bracha l'batola. But well, there's an out. The out is called tefillas nedava. There's the concept that a person can daven a second shron esrei even when he's not mechuyev at all, just as a nedava corresponds to bringing a carbon nedava. But the law is like, by tefillas nedava, there has to be something unique and special about the second tefillah. He's adding something new and asking for something new, which he didn't ask for before. But in this situation, because of the sofik, you don't need that. You don't need to add any new elements to it. But if he's he definitely davened. But he wants to daven again. He's not allowed to daven a second time. Let's see if he has a new need that he's asking for. Okay. You could do that multiple times. I have no needs, so I'm asking for new things. I can have it again. This applies to Shacharis, to Mincha, even applies to Maariv, doesn't apply to Musaf. Now, Ube Shabbos, we yomtiv eno mispala tefillas nedava klal. Tefillas nedava is bringing an extra korban. You can't bring an extra korban on Shabbos or yomtiv. There's Yisurim involved. So the idea that tefillah corresponds to karbonis, and there's no extra karbonis on Shabbos, therefore there are no extra tefillahs on Shabbos. So you can't daven the tefillah tzedava on Shabbos at all. Now there is a shita, which has agrees and says that it's not intrinsically that the concept doesn't exist. It's, you know, there's an Isser of Shabbos involved in it. Theoretically, I want to bring a carbon to the Dovah. It's a nice thing to do, but I can't be Mechal Shabbos. But it's not like Shabbos is removed from the world of a possibility of a carbon to Dovah. Just there's a practical issue. You can have Mechal Shabbos. Well, tefillah, as much as it's a dinner of carbon, it's not Chilul Shabbos. So, therefore, they say that there is a concept of tefillah to Dovah on Shabbos as well. There's such a shita. And so, the other place where this is relevant, we'll see later on, the Mishnah Berurah discusses a person who's about tefillah, and he's concerned that maybe he won't ever have enough people listening and answering Amen. He should also make a tonight. Mm-hmm. That if he commits to the Sibra, that's what he's doing. If not people are answering, which Shulchan Aruch Lashon is, it's almost like Rachel Batala, it should be a Tefillah Tzedava. Can you do that on Shabbos? So I once spoke to the person I used as a pesach in Cleveland. He said yes.
According to,
so I said, what do you lose? At least according to that sheet, you're making tefillah sadov. So like, why not lose? Why shouldn't you at least make that tonight? Let's just finish the sif. He missed hiskal yispalo al dashal yispalo. He thought he hadn't davened. He started davening, believing he had not davened. Meniskar shakar yispalo. In the middle, he already started davening. He realizes I davened already. Now what does he do? So poysik afilu bam sabrach afilu yachal chadash b'davar. He can't use chiddush over here because he had no intent for nadava. He believed he had not davened. So it's not a tefillah sadova. He says, okay, now I'll start adding extra things. That doesn't help. So it's a tefillah which you only have a right to do because you didn't daven. Well, you did daven, so you must interrupt immediately.
You can't turn into a dove in the middle.
Can't turn into a dove in the middle. That's basically his point. Okay, very good. We'll hold it here.